actually we have a combined service today. 我们今天一起有联合崇拜哈、because the first day of the new year, so we combine. The Bible reader from the English congregation, please come up.
The reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go up to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
兄弟姐妹，新年快乐！今天我第一次读经。众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事儿，就是主所指示我们的。”他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了。凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。满了八天，就给孩子新割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前的天使所起的名。感谢神的话语。
I will translate myself. It's a bit awkward to do, but I've done it before. I'll do it again. 我自己要翻译我自己哈，这个没有办法。 Okay, so the angels left. 你看哈，天使离开了。 Isn't this unpleasant? The beginning of 2017 is markedby these words of verse 15, the angels had left. 挺奇怪的，2017年开头啊，就是十五节这一句，说众天使离开他们。If you were here last week on Christmas Eve, you would remember the question Bart asked, can you hear the angels singing? 上周圣诞夜啊，你如果来的话，也记不记得巴特牧师问的这个问题，说你能否听到天使在歌唱？ But now on New Year's Day, it seems that the angels had left. 结果新年第一天，说天使离开了。They had gone into heaven, leaving the shepherds alone in the wilderness, wondering what they should do and where they should go next, just like us. 他们回到天堂，野地里面只撇下牧羊人，不知道该干什么，该去哪里，跟我们一样。With 2016 already gone, we are looking ahead to 2017 with expectations, uncertainties, or perhaps even fear. 2016年已经过去，我们展望2017，有期望、迷惑，甚至害怕。In fact,Haven't the recent terrorist attacks in Europe once again dimmed the hopes for a peaceful world?
加上最近欧洲的恐怖事件，使世界和平的希望，暗淡无光。
And I'm sure many people might be wishing the angels hadn't left the world that Christmas.
很多人都希望这个圣诞节天使没有离开。
And how I wish the angels were here.
多期望天使还在这里。
I wish that they could have stayed with the poor shepherds
to guide them further. 啊，我希望他们能够陪着这些可怜的牧羊人，继续带领他们。But they all left. 他们都离开了。Why? 为什么？ Because God had achieved a much bigger thing than having his angels hang around with the shepherds. 啊，因为上帝有比让天使陪伴牧羊人有更大的这个目标。Indeed, the angels' departure pioneered a mighty miracle. 实际上天使离开啊，引发了一个更大的神迹。From now on, it would be Jesus, the Son of God, who would intervene in the shepherds' lives, even though Jesus was still a newborn baby. 从现在开始是耶稣，上帝的儿子，介入到这个牧羊人的生命中，哪怕他还是一个小小的婴孩。Even though the world was still dark, the true light of God has now shone upon it. 啊，这是个世界，哪怕还是黑暗的，啊，上帝的真光却已经照进去。And yet the question still remains: Had the angels really left? 那问题呢还在啊？天使是真的离开吗？ When I was tidying up the bookshelf downstairs last week, in one of the hymn books, I happened to find a Sunday Voice printed on the 17th of February 2013. 我上周在楼下清理书架的时候，偶然发现了这个夹在诗歌本里面的这个单张。啊，这是一三年二月17号印发的。Well, it's a survival.Bears witness to the journey our church has been on over the past 4 years. 啊，能偶然保留下来，恰好是见证了我们教会啊过去这几年的这个路程。Now, actually, a family from our Chinese congregation wants to keep it and frame it, to cherish the memory. 啊，我们中文堂有人哈，说要拿回去收藏，啊，这个装裱起来要做纪念。And so, who would think that an old church bulletin could be an interesting and touching piece to read? 好，谁会想到一张旧的这个教堂的程序单啊，读起来还很有意思，很感人。You can see the sermon series that Bart and I were doing at the time. 啊，上面有我和巴特当年的这个讲道系列。It was about the Bible, titled Our True Stories. 啊，是关于圣经啊，主题呢是我们的故事。And I'm sure that series has borne fruit. 啊，这个系列肯定是就开花结果了。And not only that, you can see wedding photos, of Elva and Jason. 啊，这上面还有 Elva 还有 Jason 的这个结婚照片。And their daughter, is already 3.5 today. 啊，他们的女儿已经3岁半了。Some of the people mentioned in the prayer points have passed away, or left our church. 祷告事项中提到的一些人已经过世啊，或者已经离开我们教会了。Some of the cell groups and programs listed at the back of the bulletin don't exist anymore. But I can remember how they used to be run. 啊，一些团契小组活动已经停止或者解散了啊，但是我还能记得啊，当时是怎样搞的。The point is that there have been changes over the years, but one thing remains the same. Jesus is among us. 那么这些年啊都经历了变化，可是有一样没有变，耶稣在我们当中。And he will not leave us, and he is still guiding us. 他不会离开我们，他继续的带领我们。And moreover, we can see that God's angels continue to be working at our church. 而且我们看到天使仍然在我们的这个教会工作。Indeed, we are confident to claim that together with the angels and the heavenly host, Jesus is building our church, his body, even through our failures and challenges. 我们有足够的信心去宣告啊，与众天使天君一起，耶稣在塑造我们的教会，他的身体，啊，哪怕是有失败和挑战。 So stay tuned, and more exciting programs and plans will be launched in 2017.
So 2017,
and that's right, angels may have left the scene, but they are still at work in the background.
所以说天使虽然是离开这个画面，但是仍然是在幕后工作。
The shepherds at that time were not sure what the angel's departure meant to them.
牧羊人当时却是不知道天使的离开意味着什么。
They discussed it, and their discussion resolved with the decision to go to Bethlehem.
他们讨论研究的结果呢是去伯利恒。
Their simple desire was to see this very thing God had told them about.
他们就是想见识这个上帝告诉他们的事情。
You see, they didn't have to. They didn't have to set out to look for the baby.
他们其实不必要非要去看这个婴孩了。
If you notice the story in Luke 2, angels only told them it was in the town of David.But they gave no further details about the exact location.
那么你如果注意到路加福音第二章，天使只是告诉他们在大卫之城，那么至于确切的地点呢，却没有说。
It's like someone telling you that a baby has been born in Parramatta.
这就好像有人告诉你在Parramatta 有一个小婴孩出生了。
So you might go to Westmead Hospital and check with the maternity department.
你可以去 Westmead 医院，你可以去查这个妇产科。But in ancient times, it wasn't that easy to locate a baby in a crowded town. 但在古代，要想在一个人口密集的城镇找个婴孩是很难的。
So why did these shepherds set their minds to look for Jesus?
他们干嘛这些牧羊人非要去找这个婴孩？
I think it is because they were shepherds.
我想因为他们是这个牧羊人。
God didn't choose to reveal the good news to farmers or businessmen, but to shepherds who are used to traveling in the wilderness at nighttime.
上帝没有把这个好消息告诉农民或者是商人，而是牧羊人。因为首先他们很擅长夜间在野地里面赶路。
And more importantly,Jewish people had been taught the Messiah would come as a shepherd.
更重要的是犹太人从小就知道这个弥赛亚是个什么，是个牧羊人。
For example, the prophet Isaiah said, When the Lord comes, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms.
比方说以赛亚说主来的时候，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊小羊的。
Psalm 23 begins with the claim, "The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing."
诗篇二十三开头，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
So that's why the shepherds hurried off to see the real shepherd, for they knew from their hearts what a shepherd would do for his flock.
所以牧羊人就急急忙忙去看。那个真正的牧羊人，他们从心里面就知道牧羊人会为羊做什么。
And they wanted to meet their Lord.
他们要去见自己的主。
The shepherds responded to angel's announcement with faith and rapid action.
就牧羊人用信心和行动回应天使的宣告。
And what this shows, the angels were still at work, invisibly.And therefore, the shepherds were able to successfully find the baby in Bethlehem.
所以说天使仍然在隐形的工作，这个牧羊人能够成功的找到在这个伯利恒的婴孩。
So I guess if the shepherds, if they were, say, a bunch of journalists, they would have been Pulitzer Prize winners.
如果他们是记者的话，肯定可以拿到这个普利策奖。
What he saw was exactly as the angels had promised, a baby lying in a feed trough.
他们看见的和天使所说的一样，一个婴孩躺在马槽里。
In a cradles nowadays are not that expensive. 啊，这个摇篮床是并不贵的。If you search online, you will find $30 or $40 can get you a really good one actually with some fancy features. 啊，你上网查查，三四十块钱，你能买到很不错的，啊，还带有许多的功能。Plus, Joseph was a carpenter, who could make one in no time. 啊，加上这个约瑟，他是个木匠，啊，几下子就能给他儿子能够做出来。But the family was staying in a crowded lounge room, as Bart suggested last week, if you remember. It was in a crowded lounge room. Instead of in a inn, it's actually in a lounge room. 但是像 Bart 上周讲的哈，你如果记得，这个客人他不是住在旅店里面，他是住在一个拥挤的这个客厅里面。So there was no more space for a cradle. 啊，那个地方就没有地方还能再摆下一个摇篮。Baby Jesus was, of course, not isolated. There was just no room for him. 啊，耶稣是没有被遗弃，只是没有地方去容他。And I wonder how the shepherds felt when they saw the Messiah in a manger. 啊，不知道这个牧羊人看见弥赛亚在马槽里面是什么感想。They were probably amazed and excited. 啊，可能是会很惊讶，很兴奋。And their Pulitzer Prize-winning report followed. 啊，然后开始他们这个普利策奖新闻报道。They became the first evangelists. 他们成为这个第一批传道人。All that the angels had said about the child were proved to be true. 啊，天使所说的一切都是真的。The angels told us. They said. 啊，天使说，啊，他嚷嚷。You can almost imagine how they chatted on and on about the angels, what the angels told them, and what they actually saw. 啊，你可以想象他们怎么样一遍一遍的，啊，就絮絮叨叨的，怎么样看见天使，看见了什么东西。And I personally don't think that they were able to make full sense of what they had heard and seen in the preceding few hours. 啊，我个人认为他们不可能完全理解在这点时间所发生的事情。They couldn't explain it. And they must have been wondering what this little baby could do in the future. 啊，他们无法解释，啊，也根本就不知道这个小婴孩将来能干什么。And in verse 18, we are told that all who heard their report were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.十八节说，所有听到牧羊人的话都很惊讶。You can understand why. 你可想而知 how crazy the shepherds would have appeared to those who heard them. 啊，这些牧羊人听起来多么的疯狂。Angels? Really? Where are they? 啊，天使啊，真的假的，在哪？ But I can tell you, the shepherds had peace in their hearts that night. 啊，可是可以告诉你，牧羊人在那天晚上心里面有平安。Great peace. 啊，很大大的平安。Even though the angels have left. Even though they would still need to wait another 30 years to see what this Messiah would do for them. They already had peace. 啊，哪怕天使已经离开，哪怕他们还要再等三十年才能看见这个弥赛亚到底要干什么，但是他们已经有平安。The shepherds celebrated the first Christmas by unwrapping the most beautiful present anyone would ever receive. 啊，这个牧羊人在第一个圣诞节，啊，这个收到了这个世界上最美好的礼物。And they were now looking towards a new beginning, a new direction.啊，他们展望一个新的开始，啊，一个新的方向。I know people argue that Jesus' birthday was not actually on the 25th of December. 啊，我知道很多人争论说耶稣的生日应该不是这个12月25日。But that doesn't matter. But don't you think it is still a good idea to celebrate Christmas at the end of each year? 啊，但是你不觉得年尾的时候，每年年尾的时候庆祝圣诞节不挺好的吗？Straight after Christmas, we begin, We begin a new year. 啊，圣诞节完了，紧接着就是新年。It's a new beginning. The Christmas story actually asks us these questions every year. 啊，圣诞节其实每年都在问我们这些问题。Do we have peace in our hearts for this new year? 新年到来，我们心里面有没有平安？Are we aware of the fact the Son of God has come among us? 我们知不知道上帝的儿子已经在我们当中？ Are we excited like the shepherds? 我们有没有像牧羊人一样的兴奋？ And are we now willing to share this news with others in 2017, just like the shepherds did 2,000 years ago? 有没有打算在2017年去和别人分享？就好像牧羊人在2000年前做的一样。 It may seem the angels have left us and the world remains in chaos, in darkness. 好像天使已经离开了，这个世界还是一片的混乱。 But that's not true. Can you see the Savior has come to bring the kingdom of God to earth? 有没有看见这个救世主啊，已经把天国带来。That's why the angels are still here. 所以说这个天使呢还在。Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 tells us the angels still serve God today as ministering spirits. 希伯来书一章十四节说天使在侍奉上帝，说好像服侍的灵。And going back to the text, and we are told, in verse 20, the shepherds returned. 回到经文二十节说，这个牧羊人回去了。They returned. Why didn't they? Why didn't they stay with Jesus and his family to see more miracles? 为什么不和耶稣待在一起？说不定可以看到更多的神迹。I think it is simply because they now had peace. 我想很简单，他们已经有平安。This is what the angels had promised back in verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. 像天使在十四节宣告的，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上说平安归于他所喜悦的人。 And so they returned with a warm, peaceful and joyful heart, glorifying and praising God.所以他们回去了，也带着一个温暖的、平安的、喜乐的心，归荣耀于上帝，赞美他。They returned to their daily routine, to their duties, and to their families, glorifying and praising God. 他们回到他们每日的生活、家庭和责任，但是归荣耀于神，赞美他。So friends, as we pack away our Christmas trees,And wrap up our holidays, we all return to a broken world. 弟兄姐妹们，当我们拆掉圣诞树，收拾心情回去上班的时候，我们回到一个破碎的世界。Will you be continually praising and glorifying God for His Son? 你会不会继续归荣耀与神，赞美上帝，因为他的儿子？Will you be giving thanks that angels have not left us?你会不会感谢上帝天使没有离开？ And one last comment, if you look at verse 21, you find another angel. 最后你看看二十一节，说天使又出现了。On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.满了八天就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前说天使所起的名。 So I say it again, angels are continually working behind the scene. 好，我们在讲这个天使仍然在幕后工作。 The heavenly realm is now united with earth because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.天国和我们已经这个重叠已经联合，因为耶稣是以马内利上帝与我们同在。 In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义。Amen.